difficulty with the traffic and the construction. It's gonna be a busy summer in this district. Just a reminder for Robert's Rules of Order, if you wish to be addressed, you'll need to raise your hand when you're called on, identify yourself. Remember to be respectful and make positive contributions with your conversation. The primary purpose of this meeting is to vote on recommendations for the 2024-25 school year. We've already heard recommendations from each of our five subcommittees in our previous meetings. We do need to approve the minutes from our April 2024 meeting. From the executive committee, can I have a recommendation to approve our April 2024 minutes?
I'll move that we approve our minutes.
All right, a second. All right, executive committee members all in agreement?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Since our last meeting, Mrs. Carol Armstrong has become a new member of the Board of Trustees, which according to the bylaws means that she moves from a voting member to, she's agreed to serve in the ex officio advisory capacity, which we're very happy that she's accepted because that was the one thing that we have been missing. It was hard to find a school board member who wanted to take on that role with Shaq. So thank you, Mrs. Armstrong. That does create one vacancy on our voting membership. And so I will ask the executive committee members to consider approving Christine Tucker, who is a Bastrop ISD employee. She is the adaptive PE teacher in the district to fill Mrs. Armstrong's vacancy. Is the executive committee in agreement?
Yes.
I am also a parent as well, so I don't know if that matters.
Oh.
Just, I'm a parent of kids in the district as well.
Thank you. All right, at this time, the only other item that we have on our agenda for this evening is to vote on subcommittee recommendations. In order to vote, you must be a voting member of the SHAC. Prior to dismissing non-voting members, I will put 5 minutes on the clock. If there are any clarifying questions, yes, Ms. Igo.
Margarita Igo, community member. So I have a question. If Ms. Armstrong is going to not be a body member, if she was a business community member, wouldn't be right to invite another business member instead of
there are no requirements for the number of business owners or employees, just that a majority of voting members must be parents, and we still maintain that balance.
So don't you think that it's going to be more administrators as voting members than parents or community or business members?
It doesn't violate any of the terms of our bylaws to adopt Mrs. Tucker as the new voting member.
Okay.
Are there any clarifying questions on any of the subcommittee recommendations? I know Garland sent them out last week. We've heard the subcommittee presentations in previous meetings. But just before I dismiss the non-voting members, were there any clarifying questions that needed to be asked? Yes.
Yes, Dr. Morris, will you dismiss the non-voting members? Are we dismissed for the day?
Yes.
So we, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
You may go home.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? All right, at this time, if you are a voting member, you may stay. If you are a non-voting member, I will ask you to leave. If you are not sure whether you are a voting member or not and you would like me to check your name.
So am I a voting member?
You may stay, yes.
I thought you were a voting member.
Yes, ma'am.
Barbara Caldwell?
Yes, ma'am, you are a voting member.
And is it
Sheila? Sheila, last name?
Lowe.
Yes, you are a voting member.
So I'm confused. Am I leaving the meeting?
Yes, ma'am. You're not a voting member. You're an advisory member.
Can I stay if I want to stay?
Voting members are staying to vote.
Can I stay if I want to stay? I'm not a voting member.
Advisory members are not staying for the vote.
But this is a public meeting, right? If I
correct.
Want to stay,
but the,
I can
the
stay?
Vote the vote is going to be publicly announced afterwards.
Or can I ask a question? So, and that's actually kind of what I was thinking was, are will there be an email sent out? How soon till
yes.
we know
Yes,
the
we will send out
results?
An email this evening. Y'all
this
will
evening.
Know because
okay.
the executive committee is going to stay to count them. But
okay.
yes,
okay.
we'll send it out this evening.
So I still have questions. I'm sorry. So do you have a quorum to stay as voting members? To
yes,
make
ma'am,
decisions?
We do.
Can that be clarified today? How many members are in the shack? How many voting members are in the shack, and how many voting members are present right now?
If you're a voting member, will you please raise your hand?
Miss Jennifer, do you have a quorum today?
A what?
Do you have a quorum in your membership? Because
I
do not know
okay.
all of them.
Okay, I'm going to do the safety and security role now. They're asking us to leave, so we are going to, we're going to exit this time.
But I'm glad to hear that you're a parent as well. So.
All right, we have two ballots this evening according to Texas Education Code Section 28 for the SHAC. There are two different types of things that we vote on as a committee. And just to clarify, I'm using the term we, but I'm not a voting member, I'm just an advisory member to direct and guide. So the first one that we'll be voting on are recommendations that will be presented to the Board of Trustees at the June meeting for the 2024 and 25 school year. There are five things that the SHAC may recommend to the board as far as instruction for health education goes. One is child abuse awareness and prevention, that is for grades K through 12. One is family violence, also for grades K through 12. One is dating violence, which is grades 6 through 12. Human sex trafficking, which is grades 6 through 12. And human sexuality, which is addressed in the TEKS beginning in grades 4 all the way up through grades 12. The SHAC is to recommend which grade levels that should be taught if they recommend to the board that it should be taught. You have two columns on your ballot for each of those five sections. The one on the left, if there was a program recommended by a subcommittee that involved a cost, that one is presented on the left side. On some, you may see that there's no cost, in which case both of your options were free of charge, either because the district already has a curriculum that addressed that, or because we were able to find some vetted resources promoted from TEA or a similar educational institution that were also available to us at no cost. And we'll let you know, if you've been attending the school board meetings as of late, you're probably aware that next year is going to be a very unique year for us financially. When Ms. Edgar, our CFO, first began talking to the board, we were looking at an $8 million shortfall. She's done a great job at balancing out our budget, but that leaves very little for extras next year. So I've been told as of our last financial budget meeting that for SHAC resources next year, there are $2,480 allocated, and that is it. So you're gonna see on your left side, there are options that more than exceed $2,480. So I wanna let you know that if a majority choose an option that exceeds what the district can afford to purchase, then I technically have to take no recommendation to the board because the CFO will not let me present something that the board cannot authorize us to purchase since there are no funds available. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, so I will pass out this ballot and then after we collect these, then I'll address the items on the other. You should have pens in the boxes at or around your table. When you finish it, you'll just fold it in half, make sure you don't write your name on it so your vote stays anonymous, and just come up and place it in the yellow box. Everybody have one? Anybody miss one? Come. Yes, of course.
So, like, for instance, on dating violence, so like CAC North Texas would do 6 through 12, but then Texas Advocacy could do 9 through 12. Am I only choosing one of those only?
Yes, yes. Thank you for asking that clarifying question. I think that may be the only one like that where you have, you only need to select one of those two options.
But then under family violence, one is K-5 and the other 6-8.
Yes.
So then I could choose both.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. If there's a K-5 and a secondary or 6-12, then you'll need to select one for each grade.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. That was a good question to ask.
So then the play it safe is over the amount that they would allow.
Collected all ballots.
direction.
So after we close the session this evening, the executive committee members will stay, we'll count the ballots, we'll send out on our email thread what decisions were made, and those will be what Mrs. Marshall and I present to the board at the June meeting. They can choose to deny all of our recommendations, accept all of our recommendations, approve some, deny others. That will be in their hands. The second ballot, according to Texas Education Code Section 28, are the decisions that we make as a committee. So they don't go anywhere else after us. You are the final decision-making body for these things, and that is the number of hours of instruction that we provide health education in grades K through 8, instructing prevention of physical health concerns, instruction on health education as it relates to anatomy, puberty, and reproduction, instruction of school health services, collaboration with community organizations and agencies, strategies to increase parental awareness, and opioid addiction and abuse. The ballot is set up in a similar fashion in that you have two columns. Most of the options had no cost associated with them, but again, if there was a cost, that one is listed in the left-hand column. For the right-hand column, most of them, the option is taking no action, but there are a few in which you have an action to take on both sides of the ballot. So we'll go ahead and pass those out now.
Yes, ma'am.
So, what did you just say the approved budget was for next school year?
$2,800.
For the student health.
For each student?
Each student?
No, for, yeah, for the district.
And that's because of the cuts?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But that wasn't what the line item was prior to the decision for the cuts, correct?
Correct. And when I say 2,800, that's what's not allocated. So, for example, we have a PE curriculum that the district has purchased. That technically falls under student health, but it's not something that the SHAC decided, something that curriculum and instruction decides. And then we had some expenses for replacing some of our AED components that had expired. That technically falls under student health, but again, it's not something that the SHAC decides on. So that's what we have unallocated after those necessary expenses.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, of course.
So since that decision to make those cuts for next school year was made and announced after you all, because I'm new, started working on the recommendations, would it not be right for us to go back and be able to look at recommendation? I mean, I don't think anything's going to fit in $2,000. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Well, there were some free resources. So when they presented, some of the resources were good and also free. And or there are things that the district has already purchased or counselors have access to. So there were some things that were like equivalent and didn't cost the district any money, if that makes sense. So
are there any of the things that we're addressing for recommendations that fall under things that are already, like, is there anything under the PE curriculum that may be that we're looking at addressing, like, I don't know, well, I'm sure not the human sexuality, that part's not going to fall under anything with PE, but are there anything that may fall under something that's already covered?
Yes, absolutely. So the anatomy, puberty and reproduction, obesity, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, mental health, the number of minutes per week that are allocated for health education within PE, because they don't do a separate class for that in K through 5. Yes. And that's a great question. I want to thank y'all for the time that you've put into it this year. Being in education, sometimes you learn along the way that it's not as ideal as you want it to be. You know, we all want certain things for our kids and we want them to have, and at the end of the day, it's all driven by what we have available to us. And we know that what we project in August may look different than what we project in January, may look different than what we project in May. We had anticipated that the state was going to be raising a lot of our funding levels to match inflation, because there haven't been really any increases since 2018. But in the meantime, there have been all these mandates about additional staff and programs that we have to provide. Where does that money come from? And then again, they ended in a stalemate. So that's why from the beginning, we made sure that there was a no-cost alternative to each of these programs, because we didn't know what we were going to be left with financially at the end of the year. And I do agree with Ms. Tucker. All of these are great resources. They might not be our first choice, but they are excellent choices. We're not settling and we're not saying forget it because we don't have enough, especially when it comes to human sexuality, because that's something that this district really has not addressed at all. Which is an option in the code section 28. They have that option. We're like, we're just not going to talk about it. So the ability for us to at least be able to tell parents, here's a place where you can go, here are resources that can help you guide you through that very difficult conversation. We have them in English, we have them in Spanish. I do think that that is a huge leap and bound next year from where we have been. So we're moving in the right direction. And I do want y'all to know that y'all are making a difference when it comes to taking care of our students' physical and mental health. Yes?
What was the budget before the 2480?
Before the 2480?
Amount.
Oh, I could send that to you. I don't have it in front of me, but as I said, we've got the PE curriculum.
If there was any other area that has had such a drastic cut, this seems...
I will tell you there are several areas that have a drastic cut. So my department, student services, we are losing 37% of our staff next year. And we had to cut $170,000 in software and program, instructional programs.
And why are we losing 37%?
So ESSER funds are expiring in August. That's something that we've had the past 3 years as part of COVID relief. And a lot of those staff positions were paid out of that funding.
The CFO kind of highlighted this a year ago, kind of predicting what was going to happen.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there are just those years sometimes in education.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the figure was before, but 2480 is nothing, you know.
Right.
Well, in a way, it just doesn't allow us to purchase like a STEAM or like a curriculum, right? But it still allows the pro to us to have a SHAC committee that
yes.
can still make recommendations,
yes.
right? So, I mean, yes, it's not a lot of money, but at least it still allows us to have an input and a voice in. You know, we're not the only district facing this type of shortfall. It just is really hard here because we're rapidly growing as well. At the same time that they're not giving us any more funding. And so we've definitely had to make some cuts to make it work. But
just strictly curiosity, if it's curriculum, does that stay SHAC budget or is there a curriculum budget that eats up? We can kind of partner with the curriculum budget.
Yes, and so that is kind of what we have done because we do have some things that are being purchased through curriculum that do cover the student health advisory recommendations. So Edgenuity has that health piece to it that addresses a lot of the things that we need to and those recommendations for the board. We've got the second step that we're already paying for as part of our SEL curriculum. And then I forgot, maybe you know the PE curriculum that we use.
So I was under the impression that they wrote their own PE curriculum.
Okay.
But it is that we have some requirements through PE that we are not technically meeting. But I think it might be CATCH, and it's just one that hasn't been implemented in a while, but it does have
yes,
materials
it is
that
CATCH,
has to be purchased, and it's required by TEA that they be using one of those. But those programs also have some of these things that we're talking about embedded in them as well.
There's lots of stuff, it's just
mm-hmm.
not doing it, it's just a part of other things.
Right.
They're doing the same thing we're trying to do.
Right, and so that's what, when we were, I guess when the subcommittees were meeting, they were looking to see like, well, what do we already have? You know, what have we already bought? What are we already utilizing? And how do we meet these requirements that we have to meet? And so.
So if the board, if they accept the recommendation to work, to continue to work with community partners, let's say a community partner came with dollars and said, we want to provide this to the district for this item. What is the process of that? Do the trustees have to accept that and then they decide like how it's, or it, would it be too late at that point? Like,
so that's a great question, and the answer is that it depends on a few different things. If they're coming with the dollars to purchase something specific, it has to be an approved vendor with our district. And then if it is about one of those five topics, then the board can provisionally adopt something. However, then we have to go into this period according to the Texas Education Code 28, in which we announce two separate times for parents to come and view those materials, give an opportunity for them to express any grievances that they have about that material, and then we could have a vote for the boards to say that's something that we're going to go ahead and move forward on. So it can happen within a school year. At that point, you know, we might be looking at second semester instruction, or they might choose to wait and adopt it in the 25-26 school year, but those are kind of some of the avenues that we could go with that. Any other questions? Thank y'all so much for taking the time this evening and this whole year. I really appreciate y'all helping us get our SHAC on track. I think it's going to be very productive going into next year, and we'll just continue to build and grow upon it. And another thing I would encourage y'all to keep in mind is, because we really haven't had a SHAC presenting recommendations for the past several years, that budget for SHAC was really $0. So if we can show that we've made a positive difference with these recommendations moving into next year, then we have some data to bring to the table when we have those conversations about budget next year and asking for an increase, so that maybe we can look at purchasing some of these other curriculum that we don't have the funds allocated for right now.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, y'all are dismissed, except for the executive committee. And we will send out any decisions.